The reading for the last Sunday of the church year is from Matthew chapter 25. Jesus says to his disciples, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, then he will sit on his glorious throne. Before him will be gathered all the nations, and he will separate people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will place the sheep on his right, but the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, 'Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me.' Then the righteous will answer him, saying, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? And when did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? And when did we see you sick or in prison and visit you?' And the king will answer them, 'Truly I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of these, my brothers, you did it to me.' Then he will say to those on his left, 'Depart from me, you cursed, into the eternal fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you did not welcome me. Naked, and you did not clothe me. Sick and in prison, and you did not visit me.' Then they will also answer, saying, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry, or thirsty, or stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister to you?' And then he will answer them, saying, 'Truly I say to you, as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me.' And these will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ." So much can be said about this last Sunday of the church year. Our reading from Matthew, the words of Jesus regarding the final judgment, contain so much law that it breaks our hearts and his. Those same words contain so much gospel that it humbles even the most humble. It's hard to know even where to start with an attempt to do justice to this passage. Our sinful humanness gets in the way so quickly and all over the place that it's difficult, if not impossible, to truly hear the words that Jesus is saying. For we would even take the gospel words and turn them into law, because that's just how messed up we are. Jesus reveals on the last day who gets in and who doesn't. And right off the bat, our selfish sinfulness kicks in and starts shouting, "Pick me, pick me. I'm a lamb. I'm a sheep. I'm not one of those goats. Yuck, who would want to be a goat? I bet I know who the goats are and who the sheep are, because I'm a sheep, and so are my friends. My friends are all sheep, and the sheep are all those people who do such nice things and helpful things and good and loving things. Those are the sheep." We could go on. We need a reminder here. Let's turn again to the scriptures to see who it is who's acting. The Son of Man comes. That's Jesus. He sits on the throne. He gathers all the people. He separates the people. He determines sheep and goats. Jesus is the one who does all this. We don't get a say. We don't get to plead our case. We don't get to display all of our documents and accounts. We are either sheep or goats. Christ the King makes the call, not us. It's out of our hands, and thanks be to God for that. Now the gifts are given. This is not payment for services rendered, though our sinful selves might see it that way. We did good things, so Jesus rewards us based on our actions. But rest assured, what Jesus gives is a pure gift. The sheep did not earn the kingdom, they inherit it. They are bequeathed the kingdom. We would like very much to have the checklist of good things to do in order to be saved, in order to be a sheep. But what Jesus is talking about is not a checklist. It's simply what sheep do, simply by the fact that they are sheep, and it is in their nature to do these things. The sheep don't even realize that they're doing these things. The sheep do not even realize they're sheep, because it's Jesus who sees the sheep and the goats. Not the sheep nor the goats themselves. As Jesus is giving the gift, he's telling the story of the sheep. The king reveals his humility. The King of Kings is also Emmanuel, God with us, God among us, God as one of us. The king was not distant, aloof, or uninvolved with the life of his creation. He was and is here. He connects himself to those whom the sheep serve, the lowly and the humble. Notice he does not say that he disguised himself as one of these. He's not trying to trick us, catch us napping, or trip us up. But he relates himself to these as brothers, just as he relates to us as brothers, fellow inheritors, fellow children of the same heavenly Father. The King is Emmanuel. And the sheep who are sheep only by the gifts of grace and faith whose works of service are not points earned on some divine tally sheet, wonder at all of this. When did we do these things to you? We were serving our neighbor. We were doing what we do. It's almost as if they're saying, we didn't mean to be serving you directly, Jesus. We were just fulfilling our vocations. Not that we didn't want to be serving you. It's just that, well, we weren't thinking of it in that way. We were just sharing, serving, and supporting those who needed it. We're Christians, and through faith, that's just what we do. It is God who creates the sheep through faith, and it is God who gives the gifts. Let's turn our attention to the goats here. Those nasty goats, those selfish goats, those goats who had no concern for their fellow man. Well, wait a minute. It's not our place to do this judging. Let's thank the Lord for his forgiveness and grace that returns us to the sheep pen when we would venture into the land of selfish goats. The goats are goats, not because God made them that way. The goats are goats because they took what God had given them and trampled it underfoot. As Ezekiel says, they fed on the good pasture, consuming for themselves what God had given to all, and then trampled what was left and muddied the waters with their selfishness. They had the gift in hand, but stomped on it rather than open it. This conversation before the judgment throne of God is so revealing for the goats. They never saw Jesus, so they never served their neighbor. Lord, if we had seen you, we would have helped. If we had known you were with us, we would have acted like it. Then the justification comes out. Well, Jesus, this is really your fault, because if you would have told us to do these things, we would have done them. If we knew there was going to be a test, we would have studied. So we're the victims here. You tricked us. The goats lived for themselves. They consumed but did not share. They were served but did not serve. They rode high but never lifted up the lowly. This is the life and end of a goat. The gift is given even before the sheep realize it. The sheep are given the gift of the eternal kingdom because they are sheep, not because of the work they do. The work they do is because they are sheep. The work they do does not make them sheep. The end of the church year signals the passing of more time. We enter into Advent in the blessed hope of the promise of this day that Jesus has described. Through faith, we grab hold of the call to be sheep. We serve, share, and support our neighbors in all their needs, not in order to become sheep, but because that's what we do. I do not want you to be uninformed that the day that Jesus describes will indeed happen. But let us not scurry about in fear, trying to collect enough points to guarantee our sheepiness. Let God handle that. Let us not look about and try to figure out who the goats are. Let Jesus handle that. Sheep, let us share the good pasture that has been given to us by Emmanuel. Let us serve all, sheep and goats alike. Let us support and encourage one another in sheepiness, and all the more as we see that day drawing near.